Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
It's the 70th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show happening July 22nd and 23rd. At the Embassy Suites in Norman. Great speakers. Network with fellow cattlemen. Check out the latest products and services from the sold-out trade show. And Friday, OCA will feature a forum of the Republican candidates in the runoff for the U.S. House District 2. Then on Saturday, a forum will feature the two GOP Senate candidates in the runoff for the final 2 years of Jim Inhofe's seat. If you're in the cattle business, you need to be there. OCA's convention and trade show. Details at okcattlemen.org.
Latest crop progress numbers out from USDA showing that our major spring planted crops were hanging in there fairly well at this juncture. We're looking at 64% in good to excellent condition. The latest rating on a national corn crop, that's basically the same as a week ago. Soybeans slipping 1 point at 62% in good to excellent shape. Cotton actually a slight improvement now at 39% in good to excellent condition. That's up 3 points from a week ago. As far as the winter wheat crop is concerned, done basically in Oklahoma, 97% harvested now in Texas, 95% harvested in Kansas. The Kansas numbers well ahead of a year ago and their five-year average. Pasture range conditions very concerning nationally, 28% good to excellent rating nationally. That's off another 3 points from a week ago. And here in our part of the world, we are continuing to see significant slippage as far as our pasture range ratings are concerned. Oklahoma right in the middle of all of that, 37% in good to excellent shape, down 9 points from a week ago. We're up to 32% poor to very poor in Oklahoma. Also 32% poor to very poor in Kansas, 41% good to excellent. That's down 4 points in that state. Where, as far as Texas is concerned, the worst spot in the country. We're now 83% poor to very poor. That's down 3 points from a week ago as far as Texas is concerned. As we mentioned, worst spot in the United States as far as states are concerned with the pasture range ratings. In Arkansas, they've had quite a drop here in recent days. They only have 17% rated in good to excellent shape. In Arkansas, off 10 points from a week ago, up to 46% poor to very poor. In Missouri, checking in at 34% in good to excellent shape. That's down a couple of points from a week ago, and we're looking at 22% of that state in poor to very poor shape. So they're starting to feel the hot, dry conditions as well. Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies sale is underway all week long up in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and from the south central part of the country. The states including Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Missouri, Kansas had some 500 to 600 pounders reported early on by USDA, ranging from $1.74 up to $2.19. 206,000 head will be selling from front to back as far as this week is concerned at this year's Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Livestock. National Pork Producers Council putting out a new report showing the economic value of the pork industry to the U.S. economy, saying that it contributes $57 billion to the U.S. GDP, creating 600,000 American jobs. You got farm news on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.